Well, it feels good, good, good. Yes, it feels right, right, right. Oh, it feels good, good, good. So we're gonna lay back and let it ride. Here we go.
Johnny, any big plans today for Earth Day? I know that you and your wife usually do the walk.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably do the walk again and do the trash pickup and take the garden cart and roll it behind us with one trash bag and one bag for recyclables.
Right.
There's a lot.
And then the next day, tune in tomorrow when John comes in to act shocked that he should have brought an extra bag because he is appalled
by how much trash is left
by people.
It's awful.
It's disgusting.
Yes. You almost need a separate bag, I'm sure, just for like the fireball nips.
Oh.
Right?
100%.
You guys find like a ton of those on the side of the road?
I always end up making like 10 or 20 bucks.
Natty daddies people throw out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your neighborhood in Saco, Earth Day is here. Some people were celebrating the holiday a little bit early with a coastal cleanup in Saco yesterday.
Nice.
According to our friends at WMTW Channel 8, the New England... The New England Fishermen's Stewardship Association spent their day picking up trash along the coastline of Bayview Beach in honor of Earth Day. The group focuses on ocean and seafood preservation, and they're hoping to make a difference that will, you know, benefit the future to come. Here's event manager Dustin Colson.
It's just important to us because obviously if we can fish today, that's awesome, but ideally I want to be able to fish 10 years from now. I want my sons to be able to fish. It's important to all of us.
Right?
Yeah, and not fish for trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like fish for fish.
When you're hauling out an old boot, it's no fun.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. They spent the day walking up and down the shoreline at Bayview looking for plastic wraps and other trash that may have been left behind from the public or from the past storms. A lot of stuff is kind of blowing all over the place. They say lobster traps, ropes, and other remnants were found during the cleanup. The organization is also concerned about plastics and microplastics ending up in the ocean, which, of course, can, you know, damage marine life and all that fun stuff. Although Saturday's cleanup is over, the organization is hoping to host more beach cleanups in different areas in the future. So the more the merrier.
Sign me up. Or
maybe you get your own little cleanup beach crew together.
Why not?
You know, you can certainly do that. Or join John on his big walk when he goes and just does the neighborhood walks.
You know, if you're just taking the dog for or going for a walk, take a bag with you.
Yeah, you should, because wherever you're walking, people are littering.
There's trash.
Yeah. And you'll be surprised at how much trash you pick up, too.
Yep.
Your feel-good story of the day being sponsored by Goodwin Motor Group with 5 locations throughout Maine and New Hampshire. Come see why it's good at Goodwin. So good, so good.